USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Every state in the nation will see pro-choice rallies today as abortion rights advocates will gather at various locations to speak out against the abortion bans and promote reproductive freedom. So far, over a dozen states have passed or tried to pass stricter abortion laws this year. This woman in New York City is going to one such rally.
And we're here to raise the alarm and let women understand that this is a systematic attack on women's reproductive health care.
With those stricter laws sure to go before the Supreme Court eventually, backers are hoping that it will lead the court to overturn Roe v. Wade. Former White House counsel Don McGahn not going to a House Judiciary Committee hearing today after his lawyer sends a letter saying that McGahn will respect President Trump's request not to testify. The committee says he could be held in contempt of Congress. And this is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
At least five states have tornado watches in place again as more severe weather is rolling across the plains and Midwest. The National Weather Service says high winds and hail could arrive again before the tornadoes threaten parts of Oklahoma, Texas, Missouri, Arkansas, and Illinois. A bill aimed at protecting religious-affiliated businesses is a step closer to taking effect in Texas, where the House gave the final approval to the so-called Save Chick-fil-A bill on Monday, days after the Senate gave it the okay. It would make it illegal for governments to withhold or terminate grants, contracts, or loans to businesses that donate to religious groups.
Until you call me and change my mind, Muslim...
That's a Taco Bell worker in Bridgeton, Missouri, who's been fired after this profanity-laced racist rant against a Muslim customer goes viral.
That's how you feel about me, though?
They killed thousands of my people.
USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The measles outbreak keeps spreading. The CDC says it's now up to 880 confirmed cases in 24 states, 41 new cases since just last week. The 880 case total, the biggest since measles, was declared eliminated in the U.S. in 2000. And this outbreak is building towards a record of 963 cases back in 1994. The biggest concentration of new cases in New York, where outbreaks continue in Brooklyn, Queens, and suburban Rockland County. Most of the people infected with measles across the nation were not vaccinated. Actor Jason Mitchell is being dropped by the Showtime series The Chi, as well as an upcoming Netflix movie after his agency and management team confirmed reports of what Deadline calls allegations of inappropriate behavior and an alleged offset incident, which involved the 32-year-old actor. Mitchell broke out in 2015's Straight Outta Compton, playing the late rapper Eazy-E. He's been the de facto lead as Brandon in the first two seasons of The Chi. And the FCC giving the green light for SpaceX to launch more than 4,400 satellites, creating a network to sell home internet service. The first launch is set for later this week, following an earlier delay. And speaking of the internet, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.